A government plan to renovate houses in remote Northern Territory is angering residents who feel they're being ignored. The residents of the Meningara community say the contractors responsible for the upgrade have failed to provide appropriate transitional housing. This has left families with little options but to board in already crowded housing. They also claim that this has forced them to break cultural tradition and associate with their poison cousins. The Wire is telling this story tonight for the first time. Reporter Joe Koning has more.
The controversy centred on housing renovations has developed in the heart of Arnhem Land, in the remote community of Maningrida. The community is located about 500 kilometres east of Darwin and sits at the mouth of the Liverpool River. Over the recent months, 24 houses in the community were scheduled for renovation, with residents complaining that during this time they were forced to move out into unacceptable living arrangements as they were not provided with any transitional accommodation. The ABC first reported that up to 240 residents of the community had been left homeless, as they were told by the Bawinanga Aboriginal Corporation. Carl Dyson, CEO of the corporation, says that the number of affected persons is probably even higher.
24 houses, I think, over a period of several months, they were doing two or three houses at a time. We think that there are probably an average of 10 people per house in Maningrida. Certainly we're aware of some bigger families being relocated, but also a couple of smaller ones. But if you take 10 as an average, there's 24 houses, so that's 240 people who've had to move out. And they're probably dispersing across the community into a number of houses, but I would say it would impact on at least an equal number of people. Well, getting close to 500, I would say, would be a conservative estimate.
However, a statement from the Northern Territory Minister for Housing and Community Development claims the numbers affected are different.
A contract to upgrade 24 houses commenced in late October 2016. 14 houses have been handed over to tenants so far. The number of residents impacted has been minimal, 64 over the life of the project.
A spokesperson for the minister told The Wire they would be seeking a retraction from the ABC. Avida Diaz, the reporter who broke the story for ABC, stands by her article, saying she would not retract the piece as it was the government's words versus those of the residents. However, what was not reported is that many residents feel the government did not respect their cultural traditions when organising the renovations. This is the story of one such resident, Clint Kernan.
They got me to move out of my house, along with my wife and my children. They told us to move out of the house so they can work on their house. And I asked them to give us a temporary accommodation where we could stay. And they said they didn't have any houses vacant for us to move into. They told us to move into a family member house, and I felt that wasn't the right process they was taking. They moved me in the house where my sister was living.
Aboriginal communities in Arnhem Land have specific family relationship structures which govern who they can and cannot interact with. It's called poison cousins. Traditional poison cousin laws prevent marriages of close relatives, and the taboo extends to being near your poison relative. Clint says that many residents were forced to shelter with their poison cousins, as they had nowhere else to go.
In that house where my sister was housing, also with her, my mum and my other sister and my brother-in-law and my nephew is disabled, and my other poison cousin as well in that house, same house, they was more or less forcing me to move into an overcrowded house already. It didn't happen to me only. It happened to a lot of Indigenous people in this community. We were getting moved into overpopulated houses, and we had to stay there for the whole 2 weeks, a full solid 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, you know, depends on their work, what they had to do in their houses.
Clint says that having to live with these members of his family was culturally insensitive and affected him greatly.
We felt that, I felt that at the time, it wasn't culturally appropriate, because not allowed to move brothers to a sister's place, you know, because the cultural awareness what we go through here, we're very sensitive cultural people in Maningrida, and it's not on in our culture, and we felt that this is wrong. Arnhem Land people of the Northern Territory here, we're very sensitive cultural people, and we practice our customary law every year, and we go through our ceremony. Our Indigenous law, Binning law here, it says here that our, like, brothers and sisters and cousins, poison cousins, we don't mix up and live in a one shelter or a house. It doesn't work like that here in the Northern Territory, top end here, Maningrida. We're trying to explain to them, but we had nowhere else to go at that time.
Clint says that the Maningrida community is culturally strong, but also culturally sensitive, and that the government did not respect this with their actions.
We still practice our customary law, and we're not about to let any other culture come and, you know, break our culture, because we got the longest surviving culture, and we're looking forward to make it survive for another thousands of years. It will still practice our customary law.
A spokesperson for the NT Minister for Housing released the following statement.
Communities are always consulted about appropriate transitional accommodation options. So far in the program, most communities prefer that tenants make their own arrangements to allow the budget to be spent on housing works rather than temporary accommodation.
That report by Wire reporter Joe Koning.